goodness she's there. I don't know what happened last time. I reckon it was your fault.
No, well, I think it might have been Jinx, because, you know, I've got a long list of complaints about you.
Oh, dear. Yeah? I don't know what you're doing on the program this morning, so it's all a bit of a surprise. You and Pammy have planned this one. So you've got a long list of complaints.
Well, first of all, I'd just like to go through a list of complaints that the American Embassy has phoned through to me about you stay in America, right?
Okay.
We'll just start with New Orleans. You know, after that cage on crab meal you had, you've asked to come back and clean up all the public baths and toilets and all that jazz.
Yeah.
New York, the Plaza Hotel says you've got to make your bed. You left your wet towel on the floor. You forgot to pay the entire attendance of the bathroom, which was emptied nightly. You've got to tip the maid. And the concierge really wants to know if you were the Home Alone kid's dad. Disneyland. Mickey Mouse wants you to talk to you about Minnie Mouse. Donald Duck wants to have a word with you about Daffy. And Snow White wants you to turn all of her phone calls already. Why didn't you call? Universal Studios, your screen test, sorry, darling, was unsuccessful, all five of them. Stanley, the police have got a warrant out for your arrest, Peter, for running 14 red lights. And on the freeway, 23 failures to indicate on a freeway, indicating where to go with two fingers on a freeway, indicating where to go with one finger, and finally indicating with your bare bottom. Peter, sick!
Please. I've got to tell you, I did get pulled up for speeding.
Did you?
I did get pulled. I was doing 100 miles an hour. Isn't that disgraceful?
And it's a much lower speed limit now,
aren't they? No, 65. I got pulled up for speeding. And something else you mentioned happened to me too.
Oh!
Might have been...
Well, the
no. So what's the other surprise you got for me this morning, Patty?
Well, actually out in the streets of Brisbane, Peter, I thought I'd come. You know, you've been away for 5 weeks. So I thought I'd come and ask people if they still remember you. What's the thought of you?
Oh, you're joking. I hate doing these things without a net.
Well, so I've got some people here with me, and I'm just going to just quickly go around and say, firstly, good morning, I'm Patty Beecham, you're live on radio. Do you know about Peter Dick? Have you ever heard of him? I do know about Peter Dick, and I love him. Welcome back, Peter. What do you love about him?
That was set up.
With enthusiasm. Yes, I do. Is it his voice? Well, yes, it is his voice.
Well, I found a woman who likes my voice.
Well, you got one fan. What about you, ma'am? Have you ever heard of Peter Dick? No, Peter Dick? Who's Peter Dick? Sorry, no,
Wednesday. See, I told you shouldn't work without a net.
My mornings have been a lot quieter, though, over the last 6 weeks since he's been away. But no, I'm glad he's back.
Oh, thanks.
Normal, you reckon, hey?
I think so.
Right, if you can never be described as normal. I've got a little kid here, Peter. What's your name, Doug?
Tom.
Tom, what do you think?
I really like kids
beginning
Papadagro.
And he's Papadagro. Oh, dear. And finally, one more. So, Peter Dick's back on air today, and everything's back to normal. Isn't that good for you?
Who's
Peter Dick?
Oh,
Nick, I'll
book you out.
Oh,
he's back now. I thought he's on
Channel 2 with me. Television, he's on radio. Oh, no. Well, some people are happy to see you back, and some people are just in the dark, I guess. So you just have to make a big loud laugh, Peter, and get back into it. And hang on, here comes Mother-in-law.
Hello, darling. I know it's in the air this morning. It's my sweetie, Peter. He's coming back. Welcome back, Peter. My treasure. My children is my treasure. Wonderful.
Talk about garlands at the top. Thank you, mother-in-law.
Thank you, darling. I'm glad to see you back. Sweetie.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. They do go over the top, don't they?
Do. Okay, welcome back, Peter.
Oh, well, I don't know about that. Half are glad and half are not.
Well, that's life, isn't it?
It is. That's not a bad average, I think. Patty, thank you.
Thank you, Peter.
We'll see you again one day.
We will.
Tomorrow, probably. 29 minutes to 8.